Her heart is racing as she steps off the bus. There's no way they'll find her here if there's a God in heaven. The hinge point is if. He or she, if they do exist, forgot about her a long time ago. Braybury is only a couple of hours' drive from Stiles, but it should put enough space between her and the people who are after her, for now. And it's a huge city with a population of 7 million, so she should be able to blend into the background. This could all be a good thing, the start of a new and promising beginning. While people continue to disembark, she stands back, catching her breath and slipping her arms through the straps of her backpack. All these faces. She checks each one with intense scrutiny to see if any of them are familiar. Not one among them. Maybe she actually escaped their clutches after all. A giddy elation flutters through her. She even smiles, though briefly. The man on the street corner, tall and muscular with a thick neck inked with the abstract markings of a tattoo that means something only to him. But his face is one from her nightmares. He's with them. The people she fears won't just let her walk away. They have tendrils everywhere. But how did he find her here? She'd been careful, watching over her shoulder as she'd been accustomed to doing all her life. She hadn't noticed him before now. He smirks and starts coming toward her. How he found her really doesn't matter. He's here, and he's on to her. She has to run. But to where? She glances around. Maybe if she can sink into the crowd, she'll lose him. The hope shatters with a hard slap of reality. He's already found her once, increasing the odds he'll find her again. She sets out and bumps into a person who snarls at her. Watch where you're going! She keeps moving, her feet smacking against the pavement as she weaves through the bodies lining the sidewalk. She glances over a shoulder, and he's definitely in pursuit. She picks up speed, now at a fast jog. She looks back again. He's keeping up, and the smile on his face tells her he's enjoying himself. She begins to run, faster than her legs want to move, her torso leaning forward, urging her limbs to follow suit. It does no good. His long legs aid him in keeping up with her. Skyscrapers tower over her, and buses and vehicles rumble past on the street. She feels the vibration of the subway running under her feet and wishes she could just disappear. Maybe if she can get herself into the underground labyrinths, she'll lose him. There's a sign announcing the Richmond Street subway entrance above a staircase that sinks beneath the earth. She takes the steps two at a time. At the bottom, she looks back, and there's no sign of him. Until there is. Her entire body trembles. If he catches her, she's dead. She hasn't done even one thing right in this life. Not that life has given her much of a chance. More people are in the tunnels than pushing through turnstiles. Every one of them is oblivious to her plight. If they knew, would they care? Her fate doesn't affect them. Another glimpse back, and the man is in full pursuit, rushing toward her at a faster pace. She tries to pick up speed again, but throngs of people continually hinder her progress. She rounds a corner and leans against a door, trying to catch her breath and slow her breathing. There's nowhere she can go. Nowhere she can hide. She wraps her hand around the door handle behind her, and she twists. It gives. She tucks inside. A stairwell. Maybe she will get away. Just maybe. Before she can lock the door, it opens. The tattooed man steps inside, never taking his eyes off her. He holds a gun in his hand, and it's trained on her. Gotcha! He laughs, and her entire body shudders.
Just please, let me go.
There's no point in running now. She must be brave and face her fate, her dark future. He's still smiling when he says, You'll be wishing for a bullet by the time she's done with you. But don't worry. I'm sure death will come nice and fast. He reaches out and snags her arm, his grip tight and unyielding, his fingers digging into her flesh, even through her jacket. She shrieks in agony, but there's no one to hear her cries. No one to save her.